And we have breaking news out of Florida. The Broward County Sheriff's Office says a number of people are dead after a shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Katie Stein is a reporter for WLRN. She's at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Katie, we've been watching this unfold on CNN. What are you seeing? Where are you?
So, Robin, I'm standing just short of Terminal 2, close to the tarmac. I'm on a little walkway that overlooks some of the tarmac. It looks like Terminal 1 on my right and Terminal 2 on my left. What we're seeing, there was a cluster of passengers down on the runway about 10 minutes ago who looked like they'd been evacuated from a plane. Those passengers have all scattered now. Many of them are walking further out onto the runway. The fire alarm is going off in Terminal 2, and it's not really clear what's going on here right now. We've been told that there's an ongoing situation in the parking garage. I can see a law enforcement official aiming a gun at door 7 up on top of the roof there. The press corps has been asked to stand back and keep our eyes peeled. It's really unclear if this situation has actually ended or not.
Right. Well, we also have heard reports from the Broward County Sheriff's Office that the suspect, a shooter, is in custody. Is that what you're hearing?
We've gotten a report that a shooter is in custody, and originally the Broward County mayor had reported that there was a lone gunman. Now, with the people that I'm seeing climbing into the parking garage, it's not really clear what's going on here.
Yeah, it's quite a confusing scene. We've been watching it for about an hour now unfold on CNN. You see many clusters, hundreds of people who seem to have been deplaned out on the tarmac running. You can see them from your elevated position over there. And then we're also following tweets. Ari Fleischer, the former White House press secretary, tweeted about 2 hours ago now, "I'm at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Shots have been fired. Everyone is running." Look, what is the latest that you're hearing about how many have been injured?
That's not been confirmed. I've heard 9 potentially, but again, it's not. We're still awaiting a press conference, which looks like it's going to be delayed now, given whatever's happening in the parking garage.
Yeah, it's so the parking garage is giving everybody an elevated view, so we can see all of these people running around on the tarmac. But it feels like people are running into the parking garage as well.
No, people seem to be scattering. So the media is kind of between the parking garage and the tarmac.
Yeah.
And if you can picture that, people who were originally closer to the terminals are now running further out onto the runways. In the parking garage, it doesn't look as if people are going up there except for law enforcement officials. We are just standing between tarmac and the parking garage looking to see what's happening, and it looks like people are scattering again here.
Yeah, it's just really a terrible scene. I know you're right in the middle of it, Katie, and the most important thing is the safety and the human life. But in a tweet, the Fort Lauderdale Airport says it suspended all services. The FAA is still showing no flight delays. What are you seeing?
I've seen 3 planes take off since I arrived here, but it looks like those have all halted now. There are definitely some helicopters in the area. It looks like the flights have now can't stop.
Okay. Look, Katie Stein of WLRN at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, an unfolding situation, a shooter there. As many as 5 may have died in this shooting. The airport is being evacuated. Chaos still, as we can hear. Katie, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.